Hi, and welcome to this month's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast, Nursing Edition. Once a month, sister publications Cure Magazine and Oncology Nursing News will come together for a podcast on topics that affect both cancer survivors and oncology nurses.
For this month's episode, we'll hear from Barbara Bittner. Bittner has more than three decades of oncology nursing behind her, and she helped create Charlene's Dream, a special resource center for women with cancer. She helped found it after her friend and colleague, Charlene, passed away from pancreatic cancer in 2016.
What got you into oncology nursing? You know, why did you choose it, and what have been the rewards?
I've done it for many, many years. I think the first oncology patient I took care of was a friend. It was a daughter of a lady I worked with, a nurse I worked with. She was 29. She died from breast cancer. And back then, which was like in the 80s, is completely different than it was today. So, you know, why did she die? That's what, you know, why her? Why she, 29, two kids, why did she die? So that's kind of where, my interest lies. Mm-hmm. So what can you do to help somebody like that?
Right, and so how is it rewarding to do this day in and day out? I know it's hard.
It's rewarding because it's easy to treat somebody. Normal nursing, you bring them in, you take care of them, you pack them up, they're good, you send them home. Oncology nursing, you are with them for a long period of time. So it's very rewarding to see how they do well. And sometimes it's rewarding to see how the family takes it. And maybe not that they do well, but that if you can help them get through their issues. So that's the reward.
Makes you feel motivated to always be there for everybody like that?
Well, when you work with a good group of people, it's their friends. They're basically your best friends, and you have to take care of them. That's what friends are for. So if they're into something, yes, I'm just pulled along with it. So that's why I'm there, to help them too. Patients and them.
So. Right, and so you were also, as far as Charlene's Dream, you were described as one of the first people to say that you were, you know, I'll do it, I'll help. And so why did you jump at the chance to be part of this?
Charlene's Dream was actually Charlene's Dream. Charlene Brady was our nurse navigator, and I actually took her position at Memorial when I went there. She had moved on to a manager's position, and Charlene was wonderful. She was just a person who would take you in. I was new to Florida. She pulled me under her wings. She took care of me, taught me things. Be a sponge. That's what she told me. Just learn everything you can. So whenever she passed away, this was her dream, is to have a resource room, a resource facility for women who had breast cancer, to provide for them prosthesis and bras and wigs and you name it. It was to take care of them. So it was kind of just in her memory, in her honor, that we did this. And it's grown a lot in the past several years. So it's all for her, basically. She was a good friend.
So is Charlene's Dream, does it cater only to people who have had breast cancer, or could it be any kind of cancer?
No, any cancer. Basically, it's like a woman's type of, you know, shabby chic little cottage type place. I did for about a year and a half. I did the support groups that did crafting. Just because, you know, when you're doing crafts, you kind of let things out. You know, you're not paying attention and you kind of let things go. So I did that for about a year and a half until I moved to New Smyrna. Now someone else takes over and does it. But they had the crafting support group, and then they had another support group, a woman's night out. But it is all cancers, with a lot of melanoma ladies, lung and ovarian. And I mean, it's any woman who wishes to come.
So there are things that they need resources, like wigs and prostheses, but there are also support groups, art therapy, and then are there talks too, kind of like educational things?
Yes, every once in a while they will have a speaker, physicians speaking on different disease sites. The nutrition, they had a tattoo person come in because they tattoo nipples. After a mastectomy, you don't have nipples. They you know, had a tattoo artist come. There's been a lot of different speakers where they kind of have a little bit more advertising and pull in a little bit more of an audience than the regular support groups. But then that's how people come to the support groups. They come to an event, and then they'll come in for the support groups.
Can people just come over, come there and just hang out if they want to, somewhere to sit where people get what they're going through? Or?
It's not open all the time. Usually Thursdays it is open pretty much all day. But then other times there are numbers to call that we have volunteers that will go in and sit with them, or, you know, if there's a reason, if they need navigation or support. We have several RNs and social workers that will help. So it's kind of like a call if you need us.
Your nominator mentioned that you, for a while you were driving, you would come home from work and then you would drive another 25 miles out of your way to pick up a patient for a support group.
And we'd go up to Daytona, yes.
Right.
When it used to be up there. Oh,
you were really going out of your way.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I just go scoop her up, and because she really needed it at that time. That woman needed to be around somebody else that had cancer. She, it's hard to explain. She had other issues too, health issues. So she just had a rough time of it. So I would scoop her up and take her. I was going anyway, so, you know, just took her with.
There's a patient who needed to come in for treatment, but they had a bed bug problem.
Yes.
So you actually did quite a bit of work behind the scenes to kind of get that problem under control so the person could come in.
Correct.
How did that all work? And is that supposed to be your job, or was that just like an extra thing that you kind of did to help?
So basically, I had to have his house fumigated completely, his house, his car, and I had to find the money for that. So I begged, borrowed, you know, and got the money, got him taken care of, cleared him. He was bug-free. The house was bug-free. He got treated. He got done. And that was it. So it's kind of like they throw the gauntlet down in front of you, and you have to do it.
Right. So... So the money came from, I'm guessing, maybe charitable groups.
Yes, yes, that are very sweet, who are in the area, and they're lovely ladies, and they give me what I need. You know, if I go and beg, and they'll give me what I need.
All right.
But that's networking, and that's like knowing people and getting to know the people in the area.
Tune in next month for the next nursing edition of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Check us out at onknursingnews.com and never miss a beat in the field of oncology nursing.